But yeah, there's nothing really happening today. It's just people holding the square here, and you know, they help each other with the food, with the cleaning, with the you know, they're making some poetry here and singing and, you know, chanting, what have you. But there's not much happening. Yesterday, I spoke to you yesterday, and they buried one of the guys that was injured last week, and he passed away yesterday morning. Today there's not much really happening. There was just firing in the air, celebrating. And we hear news from here to here, but for Zalia, everything is still the same. They are making committees here to, you know, for cleaning and for helping each other, but that's about it. I'm not sure exactly how they are doing that, but I assume they are doing it according to everybody's knowledge on whatever. It's like the cleaning, they have people who, I guess they were in the city council, you know, taking care of the trash and what have you. So they are doing that for each side of the city, or each area they are collecting the trash, because it's been accumulating. And health-wise, I think they are trying to get some supplies for medicine to the hospital. They say that, I hear from the news, that the supplies are dwindling. They need supplies, and also I hear that pharmacies, they could not get their supplies here because they stop them at the checkpoints. They have to say the supplies are going to a different area. In fact, I have one of my relatives, she works in a pharmacy, and she says that they have some medicine that was brought from Tripoli, and the guy was stopped on a checkpoint, and they said the he told them at the checkpoint that he was taking the medicine to another city outside of Zawiya, which is, I think he mentioned Sobrata or some like that, because his ID was shown that he was from that area, so they let him go. But he came to Zawiya with the medicine. And not much really happening. They're just waiting for maybe tomorrow. They said they wanted to clean the square here, and have some committees coming in the morning to clean up and have the place ready for Friday prayers, because they are anticipating, and they were calling for a lot of people to come and attend the prayers here for Salat al-Jum'ah. And after that, they said after the prayers, they're going to make some type of a walk or demonstration going all the way to the other side of the city, just before where the Gaddafi's troops are staying, which is between here and there. There's a road that goes straight and goes all the way to the hospital, so that's where they're going to stop. They're going to stop by the hospital, and then they're going to turn back. Everybody's participating on that, saying what they know from before, and also what they hear from people making that despair of the moment. And some of them, was just before you called me, someone says he was saying some poem about some guy that was killed in Benghazi, and he was buried some time ago, 3-4 days ago. And the guy that said the poem, he says he was born in Benghazi, but he was he's living here now. So he says in the memory of his friend, he says that, and he mentioned his name. So they are doing what they need to do. They are really helping each other here and holding ground, as I told you. They are, they are in rooftops, holding positions, and they completely closed the square. They had a bulldozer here, and before they used to have places where the cars could come to the square. Now they completely closed the entrances with dirt. They just brought some dirt and they put it in the openings. So in fact, I was here early and I wanted to leave. They mentioned that all the cars that have to be inside the square has to leave, but I thought they were talking about a certain areas where I didn't, and I got stuck, and finally I found a way to get out. But now the school, the whole square is completely surrounded with, you know, they make some dirt and broken cars or burned cars or some debris, and they blacken all the roads into the square.